WTY Mobile.
HKX, monitoring.
24HKX, KI4DTY, what you doing, Patrick?
Log into this diagnostic seminar I'm supposed to attend tonight.
To work?
Yes, sir.
Flight, that would be riveting, is it?
Not really, it's pretty boring.
Being sarcastic, but yeah. How long is it?
Sometimes 30 minutes, sometimes an hour, sometimes 2 hours.
Are you learning something or what?
It's supposed to help us learn to navigate through the scan tool and questions we might have trying to sell it.
Police officer almost sideswiped me. Green light, and he about barely stopped before he hit me, or almost. You're just monitoring. You're not mobile.
Correct. I'm at home.
Duty. My brother went out of town. He's in Disney World. I hate him a little bit. Anyway, so he asked me to go feed his dog, but his dog's out in Lyman, so it's like 30-minute drive each way for me, so I completely forgot to feed his dog today, so I'm headed over there now.
Good.
She doesn't like me. She's already bit me twice, so we'll see how well tonight goes.
Bit me twice. He might be finding somebody else to take care of his dog.
Yeah, I don't know what her deal is. She just has never liked me. Dogs usually are good around me. I don't know what her deal is, but apparently she's almost bit his father-in-law as well a couple of times. But he said, please just go feed her, because if he feeds her, he'll probably shoot her. So he goes, at least you'll give her a fighting chance. I'm like, yeah, I'll give her a fighting chance, but that's about it.
Dog will be at arm's length, not no closer.
I'll shoot at her and we'll see what happens. For my truck, there was a sale on some ham radio speakers. It was like, $12 or something like that. So I bought a little speaker for my truck so I can actually hear. It's actually nice. I was having to lean over kind of my back seat a little bit, or my driver's seat, to kind of lean back to listen, to hear people. So it's nice that I can actually listen. I just got to figure out where I can mount it.
I've been thinking about getting one of those for the tool truck also, because my radio is mounted down near the floor and the speaker's firing at the floor. So it's kind of loud in there, and it's hard to hear sometimes.
My condition's probably not nearly as loud as your truck, but I have the unit under the driver's seat, and I try to pull it out a little bit so I could actually, it wasn't under the speaker absorbing everything, but I still can barely hear. But yeah, this little speaker seems to be working nice. It's just sitting in the back seat, kind of facing me, but I can actually hear.
Huge difference. Like I said, I've been thinking about getting one myself for the tool truck.
Think of the one I got. It's nothing to write home about, but it seems to be working pretty good for $12. It was $15 or $12, something like that. It wasn't a bad deal. I didn't and couldn't spend a lot of money, but it was just a little splurge moment for me. But I'll send that to you later if I make it home without any dog wounds. But
I'd appreciate that. And hey, you still interested in that other radio I got?
Yeah, totally. What was it?
That 991.
Yes, I am. I don't I don't know what I can do, but yeah, I would totally be interested in it.
We'll try to work something out. You just gotta let me know.
Interested, so just, yeah, let me know and give me the details. That's also one reason why I was trying to take that or study for the general so that I could actually use it. Would I still be able to use the 991 on 2 meter?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking to you on right now.
Yeah, I'm totally interested, and I would absolutely love to see what we could do. But I don't want to hurt you financially, so if you have somebody that's ready to buy it, like, right this second, then sell it.
I have not mentioned it to another soul, so unless somebody heard it on here, nobody knows.
No, I would love to see if we could work out something and buy it from you. But also, side note, I did take part of my steering wheel off, and I could not find any, like, broken wires or broken connectors or anything. That's what I was looking for, correct?
Yeah, or backed out of that hard shell connector that plugs into the back right there, the big one. That one there is the one that normally has them back out of it. But it may just be the switch. I mean, it's possible.
I took it apart and took the actual connector off. There was no broken parts on it that I could tell. Everything looked good. And then I was like, well, maybe there's a bad wire, you know, just from, you know, the truck. So I turned the truck on and wiggled the wires around and everything, and nothing came on, so I'm assuming it's just the switch.
It's possible, and they had lots of problems out of those switches, but I just want you to make sure before you ordered it that the wiring, that known issue, wasn't a problem either.
I really appreciate you giving me a heads up on that, because it made me feel more confident that it was the switch and not just a bad wire or something, so I'm glad you told me, because I should have automatically checked, and I just didn't. I was like, oh, it must just be the switch.
You happened to get some more information off of it while you had it out, did you? Like a part number that was stamped on it or anything like that?
Part, so I can look down. I'm driving it right now. So I could probably look down and see what that part is.
I was going to say, if you do, I might be able to help you out some.
When I get to the house or to his house, I'll look at what that part is. We'll just say on the top, because I know the number started in like 3605 or something like that.
That number will probably be a 4-digit number, and then a 5-digit number, and then a 2-digit number, or maybe a 3. That's the way Ford's part numbers work. But I don't know where it's at on that. I can't remember. But if you'll give me a call tomorrow sometime, I'll talk to you over the phone so we're not tying up the repeater with that information. Okay?
I don't want to eat up airspace, but yeah, I'll do that.
Talk more about the other deal also.
Appreciate that. That'd be worth trying to find out some more information on, so that's cool. Well, I'll just be monitoring, but I don't want to hold you up if you're in the middle of trying to take this class, so this is KI4DTY.
Around for a while, as long as I'm logged in, it's not really information that I need. I go out and I use these scan tools, so I know how they work. I don't need this. I just have to have it to get the discount for purchase.
Oh, okay. I thought you actually had to, like, listen and answer questions and stuff, but...
So, if you log in and it looks like you're there, you get a discount on monthly diagnostic tools.
How go today?
Wasn't bad, but it's definitely been better also.
typically slow, or no, it's just getting slow?
Typically not as slow as it was the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Do you think it's just because they're slow, or what?
I think it's just a combination of things, and the area where most of those shops up through there are at their houses or their one- and two-man shops. When they don't have anything to do, they just don't come in. They run their business like a hobby, and then they wonder why they never grow or never do any better. And not all of them are that way up through there, but the majority of them are.
Go and just go to any shop. You have to kind of stick to your area, or what?
I have to stay kind of to my area because we technically have protected areas, but we've got one or two guys that don't understand that process.
Or kind of know, like, two or three mechanics, you know, or, you know, shops, but they seem to always be busy.
Close to where you live?
Lyman, his name is Bo. I'm trying to think of the name of his shop. But if you go straight up Wade Hampton and cross over into Lyman, he's up kind of near that way, which I'm sure will probably be a stretch for you. And then, do you know Graydon Tire and Automotive?
I've heard of it, but I don't go to it because that's in another distributor's area there.
He's good friends with my dad, and so that's why I was asking if you could just go anywhere if you had to stick to a certain area.
We're supposed to stick to our area or our list of calls, but like I said, we've got a few that don't respect that.
I was asking because you were talking about how the area you were working today was like one- and two-man shops, and that also makes it rough, too, but I get if you have an area and you're honoring that system, I think that's a good call. Is this like once a month or what?
A couple times a month, usually, but we just now got a new DSR diagnostic guy, and I don't know how he's going to do, so we'll see. We're trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Setting these standards?
Holding the class right now.
Not all, but most of the classes I take, I get to choose whether or not I get to take them or not. Sometimes we get... So we do, me and my brother, we do this corporate conference every year. For the construction industry, we work it. We're not attending. And there's this guy there, and he's a numbers guy. And me and my brother calls him the dry eye guy. Do you remember that commercial with the guy that says, "Do you have dry eyes?"
Remember that guy?
So we call him Dry Eye Guy because he sounds just like him, and he is boring as chicken snot. Every time he talks, we literally are falling asleep. Both of us will try to go grab a soda or a coffee or something just to try to stay awake while he's doing his conference.
That's pretty much how this guy here is so far.
Last time that I was going to record his audio and just use that as a sleep sound to get me to sleep at night.
That's funny now. That would be bad.
Well, I'm going to record it and send it to you next time.
I'll have to keep my eyes open for that one.
How many or something, he works wonders.
Get to talk to Chad today about what you were wanting to ask him.
I never heard from him or anything. I had my phone on me all day and waited, but I never heard from him at all, so I don't know what was going on.
He went and helped another guy put a radio in his car, so he may have got busy and forgot.
He forgot about me and I felt sad. No, I figured he was helping somebody. I know he's good for that.
I can't remember his call sign, but Kurt get a radio in his mobile. So he was out busy this afternoon helping somebody else.
You know, he always tries to help anybody, so I figured he was busy, but no, I waited, but never heard back from him, so. But hey, I'm over here at my brother's house. I'm only going to be here for like a few minutes, but let me jump off real quick and feed this mangy dog. This is KI4, DTY. I'll be 73 on your last call.
Be careful out there, Daniel. Don't get dog bit. If you do, make sure you get away. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Worried.